Hey, good morning, good Erev Shabbos. We're up to Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yutes. Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yutes, Ki Koy Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Here, Yirmi is coming to reject the words of the false prophets who are telling the people there's nothing to worry about, that even though Nebuchadnezzar is in control, Nebuchadnezzar has taken the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash to Babel, and we're referring to the kelim that were taken to Babel in the time of Yehoyachin, when after Nebuchadnezzar exiled Yehoyachin. After he exiled Yehoyachin, he took with Yehoyachin the Choresh v'Hamasker and a significant chunk of the Kelim to the Beis HaMikdash. And the people, they said to them, do not worry, they're going to, all the Kelim which have been taken to the Beis HaMikdash are going to be restored. Now there's something very interesting that we want to mention over here in the previous Pesukim, is that the people, the false Nevi'im, you can right away tell that there's something wrong with them. Because they have a corrupted sense of priorities. Who was taken into Galus at the time of this time? Nebuchadnezzar brought down into Galus, number one, Yehoyachin, he was the Melech. Number two, the Chorosh VeHamaske, who Chazal tell us represented the craftsmen, the professionals, the gatekeepers. But Chazal tell us it really refers to the Talmidei Chachamim. What is more important for Klal Yisrael, to have beautiful Kelim or to have Talmidei Chachamim? There's no question. What counts in Klal Yisrael are the Talmidei Chacham, are the people. Notice in these Pesukim, in the previous Pesukim we learned before, then the false prophets, when they come to reassure Klal Yisrael that there's nothing to worry about, everything is going to be fine and well, the only thing they focus on is that the Kelim, the pride, the museums that have been taken apart and demolished, has been seized by Nebuchadnezzar, all of the museums that were shut down will once again be reopened. It's a tragedy that all of the national treasures were taken down to Babel, but that's not the priority. The priority is to restore the Talmidei Chachamim, the people who really count. If you go back to Pasuk Tezayin, so here, look what it is, V'yela koyanim, V'yel kol ha'am hazeh dibarti le'mo, Yirmiyah said, Koyam Hashem, so says Hashem, Al tishmu'u, do not listen, al divrei nevi'eichem, ha'nebi'im lochem le'mo. What is the thrust of the false prophets at this point in time? Hinei, chalei beis Hashem, mushavim mi'bovela ata mehera. Don't worry, the beautiful utensils that have been taken by Nebuchadnezzar, that have been brought down to Babel, they will be restored in a very short period of time. That's not the priority. The priority is that the Talmidei Chachamim and the people who are suffering, they should be restored. They should come back to Eretz Yisrael and lead. And this is very, very interesting, we can relate to today. Today we live in a world where there is a corrupted order of priorities. Animals are more important, museums are more important, everything is more important than the Ikarim, than the people, than the Yirah Shemayim, and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see here an insight into the Nevi'i Sheker were more concerned with the museums, which have the Kalim, the beautiful utensils, than they are concerned about, who Chazal tell us, we know for a fact, the people. Even though it was not a significant number of people, it was only 10,000 people, and there must have been millions of people living in Yerushalayim at this point in time. At the time of the Bakur Mayas Rishon, there must have been, there were a million people. There were at least 1 million, because Nebuzaradan, he executed on the blood of Yehoyada, he executed 1.1 million people. Oh, no, was it 800,000 people? Whatever, but it was approximately a million people. So 10,000 people is a drop in the bucket relative to the population. So, that's what the Nevi'ish, those old rabbis, who cares about them? So they're gone, they went into exile, let them sit there in exile, let them rot, who cares about them? What's important though is that we have a museum, and the museum has been shut down. We have, this is the national heritage. That's corrupt. The Talmidei Chachamim, they represent the lifeblood of Klal Yisrael, not the precious utensils This is something that we see from this pasuk. Okay, now let's go back to pasuk.
This is a reflection of the times at that time.
Yes.
In other words, there weren't that many chachamim. There was, and if it would have been for Ezra Sofer and for when they were coming back, there wouldn't have been anything.
That's right. Yes, so this dude, you're saying that if only 10,000 people were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, so that means there were only 10,000 Talmidei Chachamim. That's pretty pathetic relative to the population of at least a million, probably many millions of people. So you're right, he only took with him these 10,000 people. Okay, let's back to Pasuk Yitesh, Kichoy Amar Hashem Tzvokos. Let me tell you the truth. Al Ha'amudim V'al Hayom V'al Ha'mechoynois V'al Yeser HaKelim HaNosorim Be'ir Hashem concerning the things that Nebuchadnezzar did not yet take away. And what were they? The amudim in front of the heichal, in the ulam. The ulam was a little antechamber leading into the heichal that only existed in the time of the Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni, the ulam, there were two massive pillars. One was called Yochin, and one was called Boaz. And this was made al Ruach HaKodesh. And on these pillars, there were gold. It was made from copper or gold, and there were vines. There were vines that were made from gold. And these golden vines, miraculously produced golden fruit. And the Kohanim were permitted to, I guess there was some say there when they made a simcha, they married off their child, and they need to pay the caterer, they need to pay the photographer. So you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you go to them, you pluck off a golden apple, a golden orange, and you go into the pawn shop, and you get a nice amount of money, and you can make a chas, and you can marry off your children. This is what Chazal say about these magical amudim. V'al hayom, the yom is the yam shel shalomai. Appears in great detail in the beginning of Sefer Melachim, and this replaced the kiyar. The kiyar was a small basin. This was something that was massive. V'al ha-mechoinois, the mechoinois means the stand. This yam shel shlomo was put upon a massive stand, which had the image of animals, oxen. I don't remember all the details. It's in Sefer Melachim. It was a massive stand that supported the weight of the yam. V'al yeser hakilim hanoslim ve'er yarzos. Pasuk chof, asher lo likochom Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, that he did not yet take with him when he exiled the big aloisoi, es yichonya ben Yehoyakim melech Yehuda miyushlam Bavela, v'es kol charei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. And when he took down with him all of the free men, the word choirei comes from the word ben choirin. So these other kelim which have not yet been taken to exile with the free men and the noblemen of Yerushalayim, I have a message to deliver to you. Ki choy amar Hashem tzvokis lokei Yisrael ala kelim hanosalim beis Hashem beis melech Yehuda Yerushalayim. With regard to the kelim, the kelim that were mentioned previously, Bavela Yuvahu, guess what? They also will find their way to Bavel, Vishama Yihiyu, and there they shall remain, and Yoim Pati Oisamdum Hashem, until the day that I visit, till the day of the Geula, Veha Ali Sim, I will bring them up, Vahashi Vaisim El Hamakoim Hazeh. The big mystery, when it says here, Yom Pakti Osamdom Hashem, is this referring to the time of the Bayis Sheni, or is this referring to the time of the Bayis Shlishi? So this is a topic of discussion. The question is, indeed, the new time when Koresh gave permission for Klal Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, did he actually return all of the Kalim? The Pasuk indicates that he did send Kalim, and the question here in the Pesukim, the Divrei Hayamim, Melachim, what Kalim did he send? Did he send new Kalim, or the old Kalim he refused to send? They're still somewhere in Iraq, somewhere, who knows, in some cave in Iraq. One day they'll find Kalim that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe it refers, indeed, maybe indeed he did at one point in time, Pakti refers to Vaishni, everything indeed was returned at that point in time. So let's see these few Pesukim inside, Pasuk and Ketes and the Mitzudot Stavid, El Ha'amudim, Al Amudi HaNechesha. So I told you, I forgot what it means, it was made from copper. These massive pillars, the Yochin and the Boyas, were made from copper, the al hayam hanecheshes, and likewise the nechesh, the yam that was the kiar that was used in order for the kohanim to wash their hands before they did the avodah, and also it served as a mikvah. I guess there was a ladder where they would ascend and they would immerse in the kiar itself as a mikvah. It was made from the nechesh. This was very valuable, very exquisite. Yeah.
You do know of some cave possession of Shantar and Achashverosh.
Right.
So if those were known, it's very possible that
But then when Koresh, the next generation, when they conquered Baal Shetzar,
he
displayed them, and Achashverosh suspended the decree of his father-in-law, not his father-in-law, he was a slave Achashverosh, but the king Koresh, what exactly happened?
My point is that it was known.
They were returned. But we all know today things happen unexpectedly. You never would imagine that of course it should be returned. But things happen that you would never expect. So let's see, Pasi over here, Pasik Bez, Big Aloy Soy, Be Esha Golal Vavil Im Yuchanya Vim Vim called Sari Yehuda Vyushlam, at the time when Yuchanya and all of the free men, the Chorosh v'Hamaska, were exiled. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ki Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem concerning the remaining utensils. Bavur she'orchu hadvarim ba'amru asher. Over here, the Radak is coming. The Ritzul is coming to point out that there's some grammatical. The Pesukim are verbose. Why the verbosity? The answer is because we got sidetracked. Because we described in such detail all of the Kalim. So if we have to go back and mention this. Ki Koyamar Hashem Bavur she'orchu hadvarim ba'amru asher lo likacham. Omar Shenis, so now we repeat ourselves, Ki Choyamar Hashem, V'chein Derech HaMikra, so we come back and we review the topic of discussion. And until when will this exist? Pasuk HaBeis, Ad Yom Pakti Osam, Ad Hazman She'ezkar Ani Bohem, V'hu Bimei Koresh. Koresh was the Persian king that gave permission for Klal Yisrael to once again to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and encourage them to return. And then they will be returned. So according to the Perush of the Mitzvot, it's clear as day that during the time of the Bayesheni, this pasuk is not referring to the Bayeshli, it's referring to the Bayesheni, the Kalim will be restored. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, pasuk, Yud, Tes, there is none, pasuk, Chaf, Big, Aloy, Soy, Kamo, Bihigo, Loy, Soy. When he went into exile, when Yechonia was exiled. Choyrei means Lashon of Ben Choyrin, Kimo Sarei, Ad Yom Pakti Yosam, Bimei Choyresh, Kimo Shemafurish, B'Sefer Ezra. Same thing as the Mitzudos David. Let's see the Radak, Pasuk Yud Tes, El Hoamudim, Kimoi Al Hoamudim, Apirusha Ba'avuroi, Kimo Ba'yom Avraham El Sarei Ishto, means Ba'avur. He said Ba'avur on behalf of Sarei, on behalf of Sarah. Big aloy soy, kumoy big aloy soy, shenofla, hahei, lahakil hakriya, nishara tunuosa, al beis hashimush. So, bihi goloso, the hay is missing. What happened to it? It should bihi goloso. The hay is absent, and therefore we just have the beis, and the beis now becomes in the place of the hay. Choyrei, Yehuda, gidoyla Yehuda, kumoy choyreha, their officers, ve'ein sham melucha, Choyreha ve'ein sham melucha yikrahu. Okay, it's passing Yeshai from that context. I'm not sure what it means, but there it means that it means the free men. The Ariva esacharim of the Nechemya, I will quarrel with the officers of the land. Pasuk Chav Beis Yoyim Pakti Adiyom Al Yidei Koresh Mel Paras Shenasnuha L'Sheish Batzar Hanasi Lihuda. That's one of the people listed in Divrei Hayamim. He was one of the leaders of Yehuda, V'hu He'ala Im HaGoyla, and he ascended with the Goyla. He was a leader, and he took with him some of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash to return. Okay, so let's now go to Pasuk Perek Chav Ches. Now, we're continuing, this is really a continuation. We have to remember that over here, Yirmiyahu is walking around, according to Rashi, for 15 years. For 15 years, he's carrying on his shoulder and neck bars and ropes. And the bars and ropes, there were six sets of bars and ropes, five for the five nations surrounding Eretz Yisrael, Amoin Moyav, Tzidon Tzar, and what was the last one? Amoin Moyav, Tzidon Tzar, I left that one. Okay, whatever it is, there were five nations. And the fifth was, the sixth one was Tzidkiyahu Yerushalayim for 15 years. Obviously, walking around for 15 years with bars and ropes on your shoulder, you're going to attract a lot of attention and a lot of comments. And everyone, what's this all about? And he told them, I'm telling you, it's going to be a very complex sequence of events, and it's all going to lead to the following message. Everyone should humble themselves before Nebuchadnezzar and pay him homage and allow him to control the entire region. So the Pasuk says, Vayihi it was, Bashana Hahi in that year, Bereshis Mamleches Tzidkio Melch Yehuda. It was in that year, in the beginning of the Mamleches Tzidkio Melch Yehuda, Bashana Haravias, in the fourth year. It was the same year when Yirmiyahu, when he gave over the prophecy, when he actually delivered the prophecy, in the fourth year, in the fifth month, Omar Eli Hananya ben Azur Hanavi, he was a false prophet, Hashem Givain, the Beis Hashem, he was from Givain, and he said to me, in the Beis Hamikdash, Leinei HaKohanim v'chol Am Leimar. And he gave over the following false prophecy. What did he say to Yirmiyah? Koyamar Hashem Tzvokas Lukei Yisrael Leimar. Shavarti es Oil Melech Bavel. That I have broken the yoke of Bavel. In other words, Yirmiyah, your prophecy is batel. The prophecy that we should take these bars and ropes and tie it to the yoke of Bavel. This is over. It's done. We're done with that. Let's get on with it. It's over. Hashem has broken the yoke of Bavel because be'od shenosayim yamim, within 2 years, ani meshiv el hamakim hazer, I'm going to return to Yerushalayim as kol klei beis Hashem, all of the utensils asher lokach Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel min hamakim hazer, vayivim Bavel, all of the utensils that were taken by Nebuchadnezzar to Bavel are going to be returned. And v'yes Yechonya ven Yehoyakim melech Yehuda. Now notice, notice the difference between here Hananya ben Ezar and the other Nevi'e Sheker of the previous Perek. The other Nevi'im, the previous Perek, only focused on the Kalim. He has his priorities in order. He says, first of all, Yishto v'yes Yechonya ben Yehoyakim melech Yehuda v'yes kol golus Yehuda haboyim bavela ani meshiv. I'm going to return El Hamokim Hazen Hashem Ki Eshbor. I have broken Es Ol Melech Bavel. So he doesn't have the priorities correct. He's not 100% on the mark, because first he mentions the Kalim and then he mentions Yechonya and the people. So at least, the very least, he had some legitimacy that he did show some concern for the people. He did not just show concern for the artifacts and all of the utensils. Whereas the Nevi'im in the previous parak, they could not care less about Yechonya and the people. They only cared about the museums. He at least is showing that he's concerned with the people as well. The only problem, though, is that he does not give them priority. He puts them second and third instead of putting them front and center. Vayoyimer pasuk vayomer Yirmiyahu hanavi al Hananya hanavi leini hakohanim uleini hakol am ha'im din beis Hashem. He makes the following statement. Vayoyimer Yirmiyahu hanavi. Notice it says Yirmiyahu. He says it twice. Amen. Now here he flatters him. This is problematic, and this is a medrash. The medrash over here says you should never flatter a rasha, no matter what. And Yirmiyahu was punished for saying this. He was punished for saying a halavai. This false prophet, Hananya ben Ezar, says that within 2 years, everything is going to be fine and good. Everyone is coming back home. And Yirmiyah says, Amen. I take that as a bracha. Halavai, it should be so, because the truth is that a nevuah for evil can be annulled, can be rescinded. It can be. So you're saying something, I take it as a bracha, halavai. The only thing is, you don't answer Amen to the bracha of a rasha. That was the mistake of Yirmiyah. It's a very good thing that a person gives you a bracha, al tehe birchas hedioit kala b'yeinecha, but not the bracha of a rasha. The bracha of a rasha is a klala. You stay away, you don't want to have lohein v'lo scharon, you don't want to know from them, and for this Chazal criticized him, and indeed later on he suffered. That's Chazal said, that's the reason why he was tormented, he was abused, he was thrown into a dungeon, because he said amen. This week's parasha, 11 times. Amen. Amen is Kel Melech Neman. It means we affirm it should be so. Kein Yaaseh Hashem, so shall Hashem do. Yochem Hashem es Devarech. May Hashem fully words Hashem Nidesa, which you have prophesied. This is flattery, because his prophecy was Kula Sheker. There's no prophecy. He was not a prophet. He was a liar. He's a charlatan. He was in the category that we learned a few weeks ago, where he plagiarized. He had no dreams. He went and he listened to the signoin of Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah said, "Who in the Shar Elyon?" He said that Hashem has broken the yoke of Elam. Elam was a subordinate nation to Bavel, and Hanani said, "I'll use the same expression with regard to Bavel. I'll be popular. If Hashem made a kal v'chomer, if Hashem has smashed Elam, so certainly Hashem is going to smash Bavel. I don't really understand the kal v'chomer." But whatever the kal v'chomer is, he made this kal v'chomer, and he hear me a flatter, and he based on the Hashem as claim as Hashem the cholagoyle mi bavel al mokim azeh. Plus exayin. Ach. It's interesting. Same words in the Teichacha.
Yeah, it's just
kind of Ach. Shemano hadavar hazeh. Yirmiyah says, listen to these words. Ashanochi dover bi oznechem uvi ozne kol am. Halavai, what you're saying should be true. And I'll answer amen. And I'll give you credit as being a Navi. But the truth is, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. Hanaviyim, listen to what I have to say to you. Hanaviyim asher hayu lefanai ulefanecha min ha'olam. The Nadiim, the prophets that were before me, before you, from day, time immemorial. Vayinov'u el arotzos rabos, and they gave over messages regarding many lands. V'al mam l'chois g'doylois la milchama, for war, ulera'a, uledover, for evil and for a famine. Hanavia sheyinavei l'shalom, so he's giving us a whole discourse on the rules of prophecy. Yirmiyah is waxing poetic, not poetic, but he's... prophetic. Oh, okay, very good. He is giving a discourse on the rules of prophecy.
Yeah.
If we know about all the prophets that have existed from time immemorial, Chazal said there were 1.2 million prophets in the history of Klal Yisrael. Only 48 of them are recorded for posterity because their words are necessary. The others are they existed. So he's making mention of these prophets. Hanavi Hashinavi l'shalom. If a Navi gives over a prophecy for peace, bevo dvar hanavi, when it comes true, when the word of the Navi comes true, then yivoda hanavi asher shalachu Hashem emes. Then if he makes a prediction and the prediction comes true, then we know that the Navi is a Navi emes. Because a nevuah for toiv Hashem will not rescind. A nevuah for good will always be fulfilled. So if a Navi says something good is going to happen and that good thing happens, and no one could have predicted it would happen, that is an indication that the Navi is a Navi, the MS. However, so Vayikach, so what is he trying to say? What is he trying to say? He's trying to say over here is, he's trying to flatter him that if it will come true, what you're saying, then it will be proven that you are a Navi MS. Now let's clarify some of this before we go into the next psukim, what he did, let's clarify the psukim with the Mitzudot Stavim. Starting back, with Pasik, the beginning of the parak, we went through quite a number of psukim. Let's just clarify all these psukim. Pasik Aleph, there is no Aleph. So we're going to go to Pasik, and to the start, starting with Pasik. There is Aleph. Bereshis Mamleches Tzidkiyahu Shana Harishayna Lemolchai. In the first year of the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu. It says Bashana Horavius. Now what then does mean the fourth year? If this is the first year of his Malchus, it means what's a Lomar? Lishnois Hashmita. So when it says here the fourth year, it was the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, not to be confused, the fourth year of his Malchus. It was the first year of his Malchus, the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, Yimkein Haisa Shnasa Shmita Bedalid Lemolchai. It was Shemitah in the fourth year of his Malchus. Now this is critical. Why? Because this allows us to realize for whom Molach Yud Aleph Shana, and he ruled for 11 years. The Yimkein Kalu B'Shnas Hashmita. It turns out that seven, that if that we now go, it's the 4 year, 5, 6. So in 2 years from now, it's going to be Shemitah. That means in the second year that Vimkalu B'shnas HaShemitah. So let's make the calculation.
No, if it's 7 and 4, is it 11 plus
4? 7, it's, four, it's seven, now the fourth four year, 11. And now it's Shemitah. So there are 7 years left to go, a total of 11 years. 4 years already have passed. There are 11 years total, so there are 7 years left to his malchus. So that means that when the Churban occurred in the last year of Tzidkiyahu, it was a Shemitah year. That is so this pasuk is a critical pasuk in knowing the calculation of the years of Shemitah. V'imkein kalu b'shnas ha-Shemitah v'chein amir rabosim tzchan levracha. His malchus came to, he was exiled. So the Churban did not happen immediately. He was exiled, and then there was no king. And the Churban took place in the following year. Okay, so there are more details. I do not know the details, but this pasuk obviously is critical in understanding the sequence of events to calculate Shemitah, because it was the first year of his malchus, which was Shemitah. So 7 years, which was the fourth year, which was. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the first year of his malchus. Let's make the calculation again. This is the first year of his malchus, which is the fourth year of Shemitah. So that means in 3 years from now, it's going to be. It's going to be Shemitah.
Right.
So, and how many years left are there going to be? That's going to be 3 years into his Malchus. Now, 3 years into his Malchus, the Malchus, that 11 minus, we already, I'm all confused. It's right now the first year and it's 4 years. So, if we fast forward three more years, it's going to be Shemitah. So, we take 11 minus 3. So we're down to 8. There are 8 more years. So we're going to go through another Shemitah cycle. And then year 8, the year Motzoi Shvius, is the year of his last year. And in his last year is when the Churban Beis Hamikdash will occur. So let's review that calculation, that simple calculation. Over here, it's the first year of Tzidkiyahu, which happens to be the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle. What?
Not exactly. It's the fourth year, so it's really 4 years to go. Again, the beginning of the middle of the year.
You have to round it up. Partial years. But he says Mitzoy. It works out when it's Mitzoy Shviz.
Yeah,
it does work out.
Maybe that's why. His 11 years was over in Shvita.
And then the Churban. So it's partial years as well. Okay, so it's approximately, but the approximate number is, it's the first year of his Malchus, it's the fourth year of Shemitah. That means that in 3 years, approximately 3 years, will be Shemitah, and that's going to be in the third year of the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu, which means he has 8 more years to go. So there will be another complete cycle, another Shemitah, and then there's going to be one more year. And everything, of course, has to be rounded down because it's partial.
No, but that's not what the Mitzvah said, because it came Kol and Bishnas HaShemitah. He said that his Malchus ended, it was the Shemitah year.
And then he goes on to say, V'chein Amar Rabbah Sim Salavracha
Mitzvah. After that came the
Avcham. So the Churban did not occur in the same year. So it's, he's saying that
you don't know, like, what month he took off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're saying it's 11.
So we have to round it up. Pasuk Bey Shavarti.
To reference the whole idea of Shemitah is a reference to the fact that we say that the 70 years of Golus
correspond to the 70 years of Shemitah.
So
they did not keep Shemitah.
That's why he's using the reference to Shemitah here.
That was one of the main reasons. One of the main reasons why there was a Churban was because they did not observe the year Shemitah. What? We have the Peruch of Ches, Pasuk Beis in the Mitzvot David. Shavarti es oil ritzon loymar lo yimshol v'lo ya'avod od bo'acherim. Hananya ben Ezar makes a statement that Hashem has broken the yoke of Bavel. He no longer will rule and no longer subjugate anyone else. So there's nothing more to worry about. So Yirmiyah, enough, cut out the nonsense. Stop walking around with bars and ropes around your around your neck and shoulder, which indicate that we are have to all suffer. Be'od b'sof shnei shanim pasuk dalet ki eshbar v'yatsu imkein chavshi li'artzam be'in moicha. I'm going to break the yoke of Bavel. Bavel's going to collapse, and when they collapse, all of the prisoners will be released, and everyone will come back with the kelim. Pasuk vav vayomer Yirmiyahu ba'avur she'orcho hadvarim. The reason why it says vayomer vayomer twice, ba'avur she'orcho hadvarim ba'amru le'enei hakohanim amar shenis vayomer Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu says second. We repeat. Amen. Yu'uman divarecha. Halavai, halavai, may your words come true. Yokem Hashem, mi yitain, if only. Mi yitain is an expression which means halavai, if only. V'yokem Hashem, Hashem will fulfill your words. V'chofal hadavar b'milim shaynois, according to the Mitzudos, onain is exactly the same thing as saying kain yaaseh Hashem, yokem Hashem, Hashem estivarecha. Three different expressions Yirmiyah is saying in order to emphasize, to fortify his wish that if the words of Hananya ben Ezor should indeed come true. Pasuk Asher Nibesa, the prophecy, Omar Lefi Devarav, Sha'omar Shenevua Diber. He said, now it does not mean over here that he's a real prophet, because we know that Hananya ben Ezor is a false prophet. Yet Yirmiyah is flattering Hananya ben Ezor, and he says the words Asher Nibesa, Omar Lefi Divarav, according to you, Lishitoscha, according to your opinion that indeed you are a prophet, Halavai, your prophecy should be fulfilled. Shomar Shenevua, Shenevua Diber, that you have spoken words of prophecy. Halavai, it should come true. Aval ha'emes haya shebada milibo. The truth is, he fabricated this entire thing on his own. Pasuk Zayin. Now, here he goes on to explain the Radag. Everyone's going to explain what exactly this means. Ach shemana, return to my Masha Marti. Amen. This that I said, amen, hu bavur, ki gam ani misaveh shekein yihyeh. He's coming to explain himself. Don't get carried away here and think that I really believe that what you're saying is true. Because even if I would discount what you say, I would totally ignore you. Even my prediction is not necessarily true. Even according to my understanding that there's going to be a korban, it can be changed. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu can rescind the gzera lira. Hubavor ki gam ani misaveh shekeni ye ki misna ki toifu. I also want it to be so. Ki toifu, because it's a good prophecy. Ach ata now, shema divarai, listen to my words. She'ein mokem laham l'choyosem imeni al she'ata misnabei l'toiva v'ani l'ra'a. You are no better than me because you are predicting good and I am predicting evil. And when you predict good, good has to come. When you predict evil, evil does not have to come. Those are the rules. Be'oznecha uve'oznei kol am. Ka'omer, this means to say, loy b'seser adaber ki'im b'fanecha u'b'fnei kulam. I want to go tell you something in public. I have a message that I want to speak to you, that I want to say to you in front of everyone. There are no secrets. Transparency. Hanavim. I have a following message. Hinei hanavim asher nibu miolam l'ra'ah kamoni hayom el arotzos al arotzos hainavi return loymar hinei hanavi asher sosar divrehem v'nibu l'shalom kamoicha. The other nevim which conceal their words and prophesize for peace like you hayom bevodav what? Contradicted divrehem. Okay, those nevim that contradicted the words of the nevim that said bad. V'nibel l'shalom. There have been many prophets in the past that have said bad things. And then there were prophets that said that good things, that contradicted the bad report, and predicted good will come. V'nibel l'shalom k'moicha like you hayom. K'vo davar hanavi, v'esbo davar hanavi ha'misnabel l'shalom, oz hayonoida hanavi ha'hu asher shalochay Hashem b'yemes. Then it was revealed that the Navi that said the good words was a true Navi. Avoloi heminu lo miyad. However, at the time when the Navi gave over his words, he was not believed. Ki aki al ki nibo l'toiva v'chein ein mokum laham. Here is where he winds down, okay? Because a lot of the explanation is missing from the text. Iker choser min ha-sefer. And the way the Mitzudos understands the Pasuk is at the moment when the Navi that's predicted good against other prophets that predicted evil, he was not believed, because there's no way to know if he really it's really true or not. V'chein so too, ein makoim lahamin l'cho yoyser mimeni. And therefore, your words have no greater weight than my words. Because even according to me, it can very well be that it's going good things are going to happen because people will do tshuva. What you're saying is either it's false or it's true. Time will tell if it will be true. But at this moment in time, you are no better than me, because I also am hoping that things will turn out for the good. This is the way the Mitzvah Stavah learns. So if we go back to the Pesukim very quickly, look at the Pesukim, Pasuk Ches and Tes. Pasuk Ches and Tes, read them again. Hanavim asher hayu lefanai ulefanech, v'olam v'inabu al ha'aretz harabos v'al ma'amlechos gedolos la'melchama ul'ra'av v'lodavar. In the past, there have been prophets that have said, predicted very evil things, very harmful things. And then there have been prophets that have contradicted those prophets. Hanavi asher yinavi l'shalom b'voy ha'davar d'var. Only when b'voy d'var hanavi yivoda hanavi asher shalachoy Hashem ba'emes. But not until that moment occurs, and that moment comes. So since we're not yet holding at the time of b'voy, when the event will come true, at this moment in time, you are no better than me, and therefore don't go and contradict me. This is the parish of the Mitzudos. Now let's go back and take a look at Rashi.
Another sheker that says always ra is never wrong then.
Exactly. He's never wrong. Pretty much right. He's never wrong.
He's not popular either.
He's not wrong. You're right.
Popular, but all of a sudden, if it's good, he says.
Right, you make a very good point. He's not wrong. He's never.
Considered a Navi
Sheker. Why?
We just can't accuse him of being a Navi Sheker.
You can't accuse him of being a Navi Sheker, but if it's good, he said, well,
right,
then.
That's right.
So it's never.
Let's see. Pasuk Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Vayihi Bashona Hahi Keshegia Oisoy Hazman Shehishlit Nebuchadnezzar Et Sidkiyahu Al Chameshes Hamalachim. Shehoya Yirmiya Oimer Shlichusoy Umeshalech Hamoistrois Hamoitois El Hamalachim Biad Mal. It was now the time. The time has come. Hashem gave Yirmiyahu the prophecy 11 years in advance. The time now has come. Not 11, I think 15 years in advance. We have to follow through with the Rashi. Rashi learns Pesukim. But now the Nevu was given to Yirmiyahu way in advance. And now the time has come. Yehayakim, Gzuntait, the Paro Necho has left the world stage. The new player on the world stage, the new superpower is Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, he conquers Yerushalayim. He exiles Yehoyakim. He appoints Yehoyachin. He comes back 3.5 months later and he exiles Yehoyachin with the Chorash and the Masri and the Caliph of the Beis HaMikdash. And he conquers the surrounding nations. And he appoints new leaders. And he appoints Sidkiyahu as the new Melech on Yisrael. And he appoints Sidkiyahu to become the leader of the region. So all of that now has come true. So you see over here, it's not a totally Navi Sheker. See, he's not Yirmi already, what he said, predicted already, a good chunk of what he predicted came true. All of the most of the sequence of events that he predicted came true. Nebuchadnezzar, no one would ever have imagined that Nebuchadnezzar would become king. Paro Necho was the superpower. Who would ever imagine that the superpower would disappear and a third world country would rise up, become a superpower, and he would conquer Yerushalayim and would exile Yehoyakim and would appoint Sidkiyahu. Everything that he said came true. The only thing that did not yet come true was the complete Churban of the Beis HaMikdash.
But his argument should have been even stronger.
Even stronger. I'm already established, but maybe it means on this prat, on this detail that you are saying that in 2 years from now, everything is going to be reversed. So that is something which time will tell. But in the meantime, I'm an established Navi Emes. Everything that I predicted is definitely true. You're claiming that what I'm saying is Sheker on the Prat, that is going to be a Churban. But you're no better than me. You're worse than me. At least I have established my credentials. You have not established anything. Everything that you're saying is only a Suffolk. Bereshis Mamlechet Sidkiyo. Next words of Rashi. Betchilo Sheshlitoi Al Chamesh Hamalachim. The Ev Shaloi Ma Betchilos Malchus. So here we see clearly that the Rashi is coming to strongly disagree with the parish of the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos took note of the fact that it says Bereshis Mamleches Sitiyahu, and then it said Bashano Horaviyis. How do you reconcile the fourth year with the first year? The Mitzudos said it was the first year of Tzidkiyahu and the fourth year in the Shemitah cycle. Rashi does not want to learn like that. Rashi says if it says the fourth year, it means the fourth year of the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu. And Rashi in the previous comment said that already everything came true. Nebuchadnezzar is Melech. Nebuchadnezzar became Melech in the third year of Tzidkiyahu. And in the fourth year, Nebuchadnezzar of his Malchus, in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's power, he appointed Tzidkiyahu as the king, the leader, over the other five. So let's see again. Bereish b'tchilas b'tchilas sheshlito al chamesh amalachim v'iyav shaloi b'loy ma'michlus malchus hashrei nemar b'shana harvis. Oysa shana yarag lahakpil es pnei Nebuchadnezzar b'bavel. It was in that year, the fourth year, Tzidkiyahu, he went to visit Nebuchadnezzar. Usiroya ben menucha imo. He brought with him his chief of staff was this person, Siraya ben Menucha. Usroya Sar Menucha, Sar Menucha. That was his name, Imo. Peacekeeper. A negotiator. Sar Menucha, okay.
I don't think it means the way we mean it.
Okay, whatever it is. He was his chief of staff. Sar Menucha, the chief of whatever Menucha is. The post, the cabinet position called Menucha.
The protocol.
Imo uchemo shenemar b'soif ha'sefer v'shlitoi al hamalachim. And at this point in time, Nebuchadnezzar gave him control over the five kings. So when it says here the fourth year, Rashi disagrees with the Mesudas, the fourth year, the Malchus of Tzidkiyo. Omar Eli. Omar, now what is the meaning? Hashem spoke to me. Now Hashem spoke to me. Who's speaking over here? Hananya ben Ezar. So Amar Eli Hanani ben Ezar gave the following Musar to Yirmiya. Amru Raboseinu mi hito es Hanania. Who caused Hanania to say these words? He made a Kal v'choymer. I don't know what this Kal v'choymer means. I really don't. Maybe you can explain it to me. Shama shahoya Yirmiya misnabe b'shuk elyoin hinani shayder es keshes elam. I'm going to shatter the conspiracy. Or keshes, I'm not sure if it means conspiracy, but it means the what?
The bow.
The bow. Okay, so what is the bow? I don't know. What does it mean, the bow? The power of Elam. I'm going to break the keshes Elam. Unavua zo besoif sefer ne'emrez at the end of the sefer. Bereishis mamlechet sitkio. So what, in other words, why was he misled? He made a kal v'chomer. If Elam, which is tofel to Nebuchadnezzar is batel, certainly the Ikar is batel, which seemingly means, I'm not sure this is what I'm saying is correct, is that the entire power of Elam depends upon Nebuchadnezzar. So if Elam is not in existence, then we can be certain that Nebuchadnezzar, what?
Nebuchadnezzar was relying
on Elam. No, the other way around. Elam was relying upon Nebuchadnezzar. If it would be the other way around, then it would make sense. Then it would be very obvious. The Kal v'chomer would make sense. But it seems that the other way around, Nebuchadnezzar was in charge. Elam was subordinate. But Elam's existence.
But all your allies run away.
Yeah. It means.
And you lose your power base.
You lose your power base. All right. I guess something along those lines.
Look further, he says, with the Kal v'chomer.
It means towards the beginning. It doesn't mean literally the first year of his Malchus. It means toward the beginning of his Malchus, which happened to be in the fourth year, because 4 is still less than half of 11. It's still less than 5.5 years. So it's still called towards the beginning. Omar Hoyu Bishuka Tachtin Vidarash. Yirmiyah, he stood in the lower Hananya ben Ezar, he stood in the lower market. Vidon Kal V'Chomer. Adam don kal v'chomer me atzmo, Chazal say. A person is entitled to make a kal v'chomer on his own. Umo elam shaloi bo elo le'ezor esakastim. It's bottle. Yirmiyah himself predicted in the Shar Ha'Elyon, in the upper gate, he gave over prophecy that Elam is bottle. Elam will come to an end. So therefore, if Elam, which is only a subordinate, is going to be bottle, al achas kama v'kama, the ikor is bottle. Why is that a kal v'chomer?
It's like the NATO alliance. It's the weaker members of NATO alliance. They're relying on the stronger member to come and help defend them. If nobody's coming, if Elam is bottle, means nobody's going to come to their defense, including Nebuchadnezzar.
Well, maybe Nebuchadnezzar doesn't want to come to the defense. Let's say you have NATO, you have a weaker nation, and the weaker nation needs help.
Caleb is destroyed. Nobody came to the defense, which means Nebuchadnezzar was bottled. That's what his
in modern times, NATO, you gave an example, right? This is in the news with Trump. NATO nations are not going to pay the bills.
Forget about that. But so it's the weaker members of NATO.
Yeah. So let's say they're in trouble. So let's say they're in trouble. They're in trouble. Someone, they're under attack.
So normally the United States would come to the
So let's say the United States decides, we don't care.
No. We're going to honor our commitment.
Okay, that's what you want
to
say.
Their defense, that means that they're not around.
So you want to say that Nebuchadnezzar has integrity. He will honor his commitment to defend his allies. You have to say that.
Yirmiyahu said, Navi, that Elam will be destroyed.
Yes.
So he made a kal v'chomer that he said, Elam is only as an assistant, it's coming to help.
Right.
It's being destroyed. So Kazdim, which is.
The Ikar is the primary. Why? What's the kal v'chomer? Just because the third world nation.
Just like the Nebuah says, that the guys who are not actually involved, they just come to help. They don't really have a.
Yeah.
They come to help the fight.
Yeah.
If they're destroyed, so the fighters themselves who are really against.
Why?
But that's what he says. It's a bad Kavachim.
Venezuela goes under.
He made a Kavachim that was wrong. It was not a Kavachim.
But he made a Kavachimer. The Kavachimer has to make sense.
So it is just like the guys who are not involved, who are around, who are coming to help. But are really not there, I don't have concern.
If the weaker soldier is down, automatically it means that the stronger soldier is down. Why is that so? So Rabbi Nechemiah is saying there's a commitment. There's a commitment. There's no one to come to their aid. If Elam is bottled, automatically. I went to this Kavachim a few times over the last couple of weeks, always brought up in the Mefarshim, and every time, I really just don't have a grasp on it. Has to be something longer than Nechemiah is saying, is that there's certain an alliance. There's a certain commitment. And if Elam, the weaker, is bottled, that means no one's coming to defend this weak nation. Why is no one coming to defend the weak nation? Because the great nation doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't exist. Or maybe you'll say is that who's paying the weaker nation to survive? It's the greater nation. Who's paying the bills? So the greater nation, if the greater nation is not paying the bills, if the weaker nation collapses, obviously they're not getting a check in the mail. Why is there no check in the mail? Because the greater nation went out of business and there are no checks to be distributed. So it's something along those lines. This was the Kavachim that was made by Hananiah ben Ezar. So Hananiah ben Ezar, he fooled himself in believing that he really was a true Navi. Because the words that he's using as his foundation are true words of Nevuah. They are taken from Yirmiyahu. And as far as expanding upon it, that a person is entitled to do. Adam don kal v'chomer me'atzma.
Maybe that was the argument. The difference between Yirmiyahu is that Babel is not going to commit. They don't care about Elam. So even if they don't come to this, even
it's not a kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is mistaken. Ma elam shlobo elu ezo es hakastim kama shehi bis Sanhedrin. Maybe we have to go to the Gemara and look at the Gemara in more detail and see what this means. Pasuk vav. Yirmiyah says he flatters and he says halavai yaseh. Rebuchol, we have a French word. What does it mean?
To act.
Okay. May Hashem do. Yokeim, we have three expressions. Yokeim Hashem. Lashon tefila. Lashon tefila. Shalosh satin elu ad elu ad vivo lebes akela lo sidron harav hamachaber. Now the next three, I don't know what this means.
Next three lines are not from Rashi.
Are not from Rashi. Shalosh satin means a line.
It says these three lines up to
the Viola Beis Akela
were not arranged by the author.
Who they arranged by? Someone. Okay. Until where? Are three lines. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Rav Machaber. Amen. Kain Yaseh. Bali Agado Emrim. Kain Omar Lo. Halavai. The Yiskaimu Divarecha. Halavai. Your word should be fulfilled. Ani Mishtaker. The Ato Nifsat. I will profit and you will lose. What do I mean that I will profit and you will lose? Ani Koyen. Va'oichel Kodshe Shemayim. I am a Kohen, I eat the Kodesh Shemayim if the bias will be rebuilt. So therefore, the Ata Givoni. That's why it says over here that he came from Givon. In Givon, this was not known to be a city of Kohanim. So you have nothing to give out to Givoni, Kidal Sivkan, Asher Migivon Vatili Le'evet, Choytev Eitzim, Vishoyev Mayim. And in Givon, the people in Givon, the Givonim were people that we know from Yoshua. Yoshua pointed the Givonim to be from the woodchoppers and the water drawers. They were not the real deal. So here the Merit Sedek Shleperash over here Rashi is, I think he's calling over here, Rashi is the Merit Sedek, the teacher of righteousness. The Talmud who inserted this comment into Rashi is giving Rashi a beautiful title. The reason why he did not knock it leitam, did not give an explanation, is because you don't want to go give a parish to words that Chazal criticize. Chazal are very critical of what Yirmiyahu did. Knock it leitam, Rabbi is saying, we took hold of the reason of our teachers, Shalomdu Mikan, they learn from here, Kol hamachanif l'rasha, anyone that flatters a rasha, soif lipol biyodoi, either will fall in the hand of the rasha, oy biyad binoi, or in the hand of his child, oy biyad ben bino, kain yire ben shlamya, ben chananya, so too we see that Yaraya, name of a person, ben shlamya, ben chananya, tofse l'besoif eviu l'beis hakela. Because later he's going to be taken into the prison. He's going to be taken into the dungeon. Who was the one that took him into the dungeon? The grandson of Hananya. The grandson. So therefore, it seems over here, they think over that since over here, Yirmiyahu did something that was very offensive to Chazal. He flattered him. That's why Rashi chose not to give us any parish. Rashi wanted to avoid the entire issue. Okay, Pasuk Zayin. Who did Yaakov flatter? Esav. How did he flatter him? He bowed down seven times. Yeah. Indeed, he bowed down seven times, and Chazal criticized. What? Yes, the seven Mishkanos were destroyed in the hand of Esav. The Mishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh, Noivigivon, by Yisrishon, by Yesheni. The seven Mishkanos were destroyed because he bowed down seven times to Esav. Chazal even criticized the other Chazal that they said some very nice words. He was very, the gifts that he gave him, he went way out for Esav, and that was not 100% positive thing to do in the eyes of Chazal. Pasuk Zayin, Ach Shmana, listen now. Ad Hanovi Asher Yinovi L'Shalom, Omar, Ani Misnabe Puranios. I am being Misnabe Puranios. Now let's take a step back. When Rashi over here says, the Talmud wrote in this parish that that Yirmiyahu has what to gain, that halavai your word should come true, because if your words come true, then I will gain, I will be able to eat, and you are going to lose. Now, what are you going to lose? If the base, you're going to lose if my words come true. What?
You're going to have to bring carbonos.
No, but you're a woodchopper. You're a woodchopper and you draw water. you can have parnasa. So I think what he means, I don't know for sure, but I think what he means is that in the event that the Beis Hamikdash will exist, then you will have parnasa. But if my words come true and the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, then you are out of a job. What did the Gevonim do? What was their role? They were wood choppers and water drawers. Where do they need wood for? They need wood for the Beis Hamikdash, for the Korbanos. They needed water. They needed water to clean the animals. They needed for the Beis Hamikdash. That was their role. So if the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed, the Gevonim will be out of a job. That was also with the mice of Noiv Ir HaKohanim. When Noiv Ir HaKohanim was wiped out, all the people that supported, the entire support group, lost their parnasa, and they were very angry at Shaul. Shaul caused all of these people to lose their jobs because there was no one in the, no longer were these people in Noiv were necessary in the region to support.
So what does it mean? You know, I gain and you.
I gain if your words come true, and you lose if my words come true. So I.
But he's also gaining, so to speak. If Yirmiyahu's words come true, even the Gevonim gain because they have parnasa.
Well, that's the status quo. Right now they have parnasa, so it's not going to be a change. And also, I desperately want your words to come true for two reasons.
Then,
what?
Then you could say the same thing. The status quo now is that I eat the one.
The status quo, but I'm predicting that it's going to come to an end. And when it comes to an end, I'm going to lose my korbanos.
And you're going to lose your job.
You're going to lose your job.
So you both lose.
So then what does it mean over here, right?
I don't know.
So what does it mean, v'ata nifsad?
I think it means that now I get to eat the korbanos. Everybody eats, they take their own meat, they have to eat it. They don't have to give me any. They don't have to bring
korbanos. They don't need korbanos. So you're going to profit if the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. But how can you tell a person that we want the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed because the Beis Hamikdash continues to exist? There's something missing over here. You have any parish in your does he explain what it means? Okay, let's finish up the Rashi. Pasuk Zayin. Ach Shmano Ad Hanavi Asher Yinavi L'Shalom Omar Ani Mizani Puranis Im Lo Yavoi Eini Shakran. I am predicting Puranis. If it doesn't come, I'm not going to be considered to be a liar because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nicham Al HaRab, because there was a general rule in prophecy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can relent. Aval Hanavi Asher Yinavi L'Shalom Bevo Dvar Hanavi Yivoda. When the words come true, then it's known. Aval im lo yavoi devarav shakranu, shenemar lo ish elvi chazev. Hashem is not a liar. Kach darash Rabbi Tanhuma. So therefore, you have not yet proven to be authentic. Being that you're not yet to be authentic, therefore we have to wait. We have to wait and see what's going to be. All right, let's stop over here. We'll do the Radak next time.